This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Okay, here we go again, exploring that wonderful world of culture stress and culture shock and the expat Christian worker. First question, what were your first impressions of this place when you arrived, by whatever transportation you happen to be using? Well, I won't make you tell me what those impressions were, unless you really want to, of course, and I'd be happy to hear from you and have your input, but I can probably imagine some of the impressions you might have had from my own experiences and those of some friends and acquaintances. Very likely your first impression was an intense one of crowds of people, all of them making strange sounds with their mouths that you couldn't understand, but which they seemed to think was some form of communication. And a good percentage of those people were probably pushing at you and offering some kind of service, like carry your bags, find a taxi, sell you something, anything. Salesmen and women were everywhere with carts and stands and displays of one kind or another, all competing with plenty of volume for your attention and your money. Well, this could have been a little jolt of culture shock for you at the time, but not too bad, probably, because very likely you were in what they call tourist mode at this point, and everything that happened was interesting and aroused your sense of curiosity. Your next impression? Well, I don't know where on the list this would come for you, but somewhere near the top, near the beginning of your arrival in this place, that would be your first encounter with the local bureaucracy at any level. In most countries, the handling of paperwork is an industry of its own, a culture of its own. Actually, it's almost an art form. And if you allow it to be, well, it can be annoying, yes, but it can actually seem quite humorous to you. If you're not too tired and exhausted from the trip when you encounter the paper shufflers and the rubber stamp specialist, not to mention those who make little marks on other pieces of paper and slide them through little windows to someone else who frowns at the paper and then studies you through the window before shoving that piece of paper somewhere else. I remember one arrival point when three people handled my passport, very slowly, mind you, and then passed it over to two other people who checked every page, and then they moved rubber stamps around like someone playing that old game of which walnut shell is hiding the pea. But that wasn't the end. The passport went through a small window to another section while I and other travelers shuffled along, and the whole routine was repeated by another three or four people, again, very slowly. All the while the slow-motion passport shuffle was being performed, they were watching us to see if any of us wouldn't like to make a small donation, which, of course, would have speeded up the process. Well, I was pretty tired at that point, but I do recall it struck me funny as I watched. I did manage to keep a straight face, mind you, but I half wished for a video camera so that I could record the whole thing. Of course, government paper shufflers and stampers are everywhere, all over the world, but each country adds its own special touch to the proceedings. I could just about write a book on bureaucracies I have known. If you've ever gone through the challenge of changing money to local currency or cashing a traveler's check, then you could add your own chapters, I'm sure. I remember one bank where I went to cash a traveler's check and succeeded after almost 2 hours, two tellers, two offices, and a half hour of sitting by a desk in another big office upstairs where the local money vault or safe appeared to be a metal footlocker or trunk chained to the floor next to this lady's desk. I had the choice of looking and acting annoyed, smothering a giggle at the humor of the situation, or very quietly waiting with great calm as though accepting that this was the way things were done everywhere in the world and I had absolutely nothing else to do with my time. Even though the weather was very hot and there was no air conditioning, not even a fan to rearrange the air, and I was tired, well, again, it really did strike me as pretty funny. And eventually, I did get my money, and I went on with my day, or what was left of it. Culture shock? Yeah, just a little. Of course, this wasn't my first encounter with such proceedings, so it wasn't so much culture shock as culture surprise. It could have been pretty stressful if I had been determined to operate on a Western-style schedule and had a million more things to do that day. Now, that's where I think a lot of our culture stress comes from, trying to operate with Western-style timekeeping in a culture where time has a totally different meaning. As you look back on some of your early days in this place where you're now living, you've probably had some similar experiences, and they probably raised your blood pressure just a little with the impatience you felt. I think we've all had our share of culture stress with local bureaucracies and paperwork and paperwork and paperwork, like the places that insist on 6 copies of each form on both sides of the page, and each copy has to be filled out individually because there is no such thing as carbon paper. And then when you hand in the bundle of papers, you find out that you need another document, which you can only get at another office several blocks away. But of course, it's now closed, and you'll have to wait until tomorrow or next week to continue the process. Okay, we've talked about culture shock and culture stress, and you wonder, are they the same thing? Well, not exactly. How are they different? In condensed form, I would say that culture shock is what hits you when you first realize that just about everything in this new place is different, so different that some of the things that happen can be quite annoying, and we've looked at a few of those today. That's culture shock, especially the differences that hit you when you first arrived in this place. But then it can happen anytime. You may think you're pretty familiar with the country and culture, when suddenly a new situation arises unexpectedly and a way of handling the situation or performing a task that is totally different from anything you're used to is in front of you. You can think of the right way, your cultural way of doing it, but that's not the way it's done here. You can count on it. And for a moment, you experience another brief, well, hopefully brief, or extended sensation of culture shock. And believe me, it can happen to any of us. Culture stress, on the other hand, is the continuing effect that these differences have on you and your emotions. You know what stress is. We've talked about stress on other occasions on this program. A condensed definition of stress would be physical or mental pressure, tension, or strain. Okay, and one more. Stress is a condition or feeling experienced when a person perceives that demands exceed the personal and social resources the individual is able to mobilize. Those are general definitions and descriptions of stress. But I think you see where certain continuing cultural encounters can produce those feelings or emotions. That's why we call it culture stress. The other day I came across another phrase that is very descriptive. I think so. And kind of fits here with what we're talking about. I kind of like it. Culture fatigue. Not just the initial shock of the new cultural situation, not even the almost extreme pressure on you and your feelings and emotions that we call culture stress, but culture fatigue. The exhaustion you feel from everything always being different, the tiredness that dumps on you from constantly trying to adjust and adapt to ways that are so different from your own, from constantly having to be sensitive to the local cultural customs. It's tiring. And, well, maybe we can look at this some more next time. We're just about running out of space today for our program. Remember this, we're all different. We all experience these sensations in different ways. The sounds of this place, the smells, the routines, the customs, the foods, the language, the traffic, the stores, the marketplace, the local concept of time, the lack of concept of time, the local pace of life, the local concept of honesty and integrity, people relationships, hygiene, you know, all those things that bring on culture stress and culture fatigue. And yes, at times, they bring on culture shock. They're part of what we all have to go through to adjust to the new culture of where we're living. After all, this is the place where we believe God has called us. So somehow, we have to adjust, don't we? How do we do that? How do we adjust? How do we cope? Well, I'll tell you something. It will be a lifelong experience, and we probably will never totally conquer culture stress or shock or fatigue, but there are some little things we can do to lessen its effect on us. Here's one idea I mentioned last week. Find ways to relax away from the local culture pressure. For a while, take your mind off this place and the things that frustrate you. Read a good book. Go for a long walk if that's possible where you live. Get some physical exercise. Another idea, do something creative like writing your thoughts and experiences in a journal or diary. Write a humorous account of the things that you've seen today. I know there were some. Write them down. Write a humorous comparison between the local customs and what you're used to, what you're accustomed to. Well, those are a couple of ideas that might help you to cope with culture stress and culture fatigue. I can think of some times now as I look back when I wish someone had suggested something like that to me. Okay, More about culture shock and stress and fatigue next week at this time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.